Today's Stream Globe devotional is titled Receive the Forgiveness Already Given, Part 2. Today's devotional was written by Abraham Damilola Arigi. We shall take our Bible reading from 1 John 1:9. If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. I have just read from the King James Version. After her conversation with Pastor Clara, something began to shift in Vivian. For the first time in a long while, she saw clearly. The weight she had been carrying was not from God. The fear, the guilt, the tormenting thoughts, none of it reflected the nature of the Father she had come to know. But even with this realization, she faced a decision. Would she continue to live by how she felt? Or would she choose to believe what God had said? That night, she knelt beside her bed and prayed. Lord, I believe your word. I receive your forgiveness. I refuse to live under guilt any longer. It was a simple prayer, but it marked a turning point. The next few days were not without challenges. Thoughts of condemnation still tried to return, and fear attempted to creep back in. But this time, Vivian responded differently. Instead of agreeing with those thoughts, she confronted them with the truth. When guilt whispered, she declared, "I am forgiven in Christ." When fear arose, she stood firm, reminding herself that Jesus had already borne the consequences of her sin. Gradually, the hold of fear began to break, the nightmares stopped, and peace returned to her heart. Vivian learned something powerful. Freedom is not just knowing the truth, it is walking in it. Many believers stop at the point of awareness. They hear that they are forgiven, but they do not actively reject the lies that say otherwise. As a result, they remain bound by what Christ has already set them free from. The enemy thrives on unchallenged lies, but when truth is believed, spoken, and acted upon, his hold is broken. God's forgiveness is not partial, it is complete. When he forgives, he also cleanses. There is no record left to hold against you. Today, make a decision. Refuse every voice of condemnation. Stand on the truth of God's word and walk in the freedom that Christ has already secured for you. You are forgiven. Live like it. Prayer. Lord Jesus, help me to stand firm in your truth. Teach me to reject every lie of the enemy and to walk daily in the freedom of your forgiveness. If you are not yet saved, that is, you have not yet received Jesus as your Lord and Saviour, open your heart to him today. He loves you and wants to give you eternal life. Pray this prayer. Lord Jesus, I believe you died for my sins and rose again. I confess you as my Lord and Saviour. Please forgive me, wash me clean, and make me a child of God. Amen. Our yearly Bible plan reading for today shall be taken from Matthew 11 to 13. Click on the Audio Bible link at the end of today's devotional text to listen to the Bible reading.
You have just listened to Stream Globe Devotional. Stream Globe is non-denominational and interdenominational. We encourage you to share this devotional and let's touch lives together. To learn more about this ministry and get more of our resources, visit streamglobe.org.